You've heard for years about the advantages of taking low-dose aspirin to head off heart problems. A new review of earlier studies has found that the same strategy could help pregnant women avoid the condition known as preeclampsia, which can lead to preterm birth and other serious consequences. We turn to our healthy living expert, Dr. Teresa Rohr-Kirschgraber, for a little perspective, starting with a reminder of what preeclampsia is.
Preeclampsia is a condition in which a pregnant woman develops high blood pressure, and usually that's blood pressure of greater than 140 over 90, protein in their urine, which is known as proteinuria. And usually this is observed somewhere during the second half of pregnancy, usually after about 20 weeks of being pregnant. These two first features are kind of considered as preeclampsia, which are kind of the warning signs. The problem is that preeclampsia can then be associated and gone on to even further complications, including markedly high blood pressures of greater than 160 over 110, eventually causing low platelet counts, which can cause problems with bleeding, liver troubles, kidney troubles, eventually even leading to seizures and fluid in the lungs. So preeclampsia is just kind of the beginning features of a situation that can become much worse.
Now, the review found that aspirin could lower the risk of preeclampsia and some other pregnancy-related problems. What exactly were the benefits and risks, and how significant were they?
Well, before we encourage pregnant women to take aspirin just on their own, let me kind of clarify that this really is trying to determine those women that are at high risk for developing preeclampsia and its consequences. How can we prevent it in that specific group? Because aspirin is a great medication. It's been around for a long time, but it needs to be used with caution. And so this study was really looking at a number of actually pulled together information from a number of other studies to try to help answer that question again. How do we identify those women that are at the biggest risk for developing this condition? And if so, then how can we prevent it and how aspirin can be used for that?
So who would benefit? Who is at the highest risk that might benefit from low-dose aspirin?
Well, we know that almost 4% of deliveries in the United States, there have been some association with preeclampsia. And so that's actually a fair number. The women that are at higher risk are those women who already have a diagnosis of high blood pressure. They have diabetes. They have renal disease. They have other autoimmune diseases such as lupus or a condition associated with lupus called the antiphospholipid syndrome. They're older mothers to start out with, or they have already had a pregnancy that had preeclampsia associated with it. In that specific group, those women are at highest risk for developing preeclampsia and then eventually the consequences of.
Are these women usually taking aspirin already for as part of their regimen for any of these conditions?
Not usually. Although aspirin can be used for certain types of medical problems. For example, if you've already had a heart attack, aspirin is useful to help decrease the clotting and help the blood to flow around the heart a little bit better. If you are a diabetic, there's potential you could be on aspirin for exactly that same reason. There may be some other very specific situations in which aspirin is actually used as a treatment for a condition, but it's not a common medication to be used, especially in young pregnant women.
So how do doctors currently try to prevent and manage preeclampsia?
Well, one is by having good prenatal care. We really want to have the women coming in as early as possible. And in fact, there is a push to do some what we call preconception counseling so that even before you decide to become pregnant, that we look at you as a whole person and try to determine what are those things that are risk factors that you can help to work on even before you become pregnant, so that from the very second that you get pregnant, you have the best possible chance for that child to be born healthy and happy.
So your takeaway from this study?
The takeaway from this study is that there's still a lot of work to be done. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm for working more to find ways to help prevent preeclampsia. The main takeaway, though, is get in to see your physician early in the pregnancy. Be very conscientious about decreasing your risk factors for developing preeclampsia. Work on those things that you can do. and be very proactive and speaking with your doctor about what the risks are. And if your physician recommends the use of aspirin, then do so with their recommendation, and to be very conscientious about following all the recommendations.
Dr. Teresa Rohr-Kirschgraber, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barb.
Dr. Teresa Rohr-Kirschgraber is Chief Physician Executive for the Outpatient Care Center at Eskenazi Health and a regular contributor here on Sound Medicine.